Why are there guys named Guy? If you're anything like me, you probably asked yourself this question at some point and realized the name Guy probably predates the word guy, right? So that must mean that at some point in the past there existed the guy, a guy named Guy who all guys ever since have been named after. Who was that guy? So I began doing some research, and I found, sure enough, there was an original guy, and you've probably heard of him. The name Guy has never been super common in English-speaking countries, and it comes from a Frenchization of a Germanic name, meaning a guide, a hunter, or possibly something wide. The Italian form is Guido, and naming people Guy, pronounced Guy, is also a lot more common in French-speaking countries. It became an English word, as well as a name, through none other than Guy Fawkes, in a very roundabout way. Crash course on Guy Fawkes. If you're not British or Irish, your first association with the name Guy Fawkes is probably this mask that people wore at all kinds of protests in the 2000s. Guy Fawkes was a 17th century English Catholic soldier who was one of several co-conspirators in the Gunpowder Plot, a scheme to blow up the House of Lords right as the Protestant King James I was giving a speech to Parliament. Fawkes and friends hoped the power vacuum would lead to a Catholic taking the throne in his place. The plot was found out when Fawkes was discovered stockpiling barrels of gunpowder in the basement of the House of Lords, which could just be rented by ordinary people as a storage space in those days, and November 5th, the day the plot was foiled, has been a holiday in Britain ever since to remind people to hate Catholics. Remember, remember, the 5th of November. Guy Fawkes was not the mastermind of the gunpowder plot. He was just the first one to be caught. The real leaders were also caught, charged, and executed, but for whatever reason, of the 13 known conspirators, Guy Fawkes is the one whose name echoed through history. Imagine if Americans had decided to celebrate September 11th every year as Ziad al-Jarrah Day. Ziad al-Jarrah was the leader of the hijackers on Flight 93, the one that crashed before it could hit its target. And in this world, every year there would be a party where everyone has to stab a dummy representing Ziad al-Jarrah. That would be fun! So then that would keep being a tradition. More and more every year, just an excuse to drink and party, but it would still be called Ziad al-Jarrah Day, such that it goes on for hundreds of years, and the man outlives his infamy. People end up forgetting that the real ringleader of 9/11 was some other guy called Osama bin Laden. 9/11 and the anger it raised become as distant as any great tragedy does when it's that old. Everyone still knows what al-Jarrah did, and the holiday isn't about celebrating al-Jarrah, but like, it kinda is, because it's called Ziad al-Jarrah Day, and his crime happened so long ago that you can't really get mad about it. That's exactly what happened in England with Guy Fawkes. The 5th of November has been celebrated in various ways since the plot was foiled in 1605, and the holiday almost faded away entirely in the 18th century, but by the Georgian era, it reached its modern form, with festivities surrounding the burning of a giant effigy of Guy Fawkes, or the Pope, or in some villages, some other public figure particularly hated that year. For those of you who learned everything you need to know about British culture from Harry Potter, which there's no shame in, you'll note that Dumbledore has a phoenix named Fawkes, because he burns up every year on a regular schedule, like Guy Fawkes. Your village's Guy Fawkes effigy, your guy, would be made out of sticks and old coats and whatever you have around, and in the Victorian era, there was a ritual sort of like trick-or-treating, where kids would go door-to-door in the days leading up to Guy Fawkes Night, carrying around the under-construction guy in a wheelbarrow, asking people to donate old clothes or, quote, a penny for the guy. Someone who was particularly disheveled, odd-looking, or wearing lots of layers would be said to resemble a Guy Fawkes effigy. People would say things like, "Now there goes a guy." Somehow, possibly via Canada, where Guy Fawkes Night was sometimes celebrated in the 19th century, the word guy hopped the pond, and Americans, not knowing the cultural reference to a Guy Fawkes effigy, assumed it just meant an average Joe. Guy Fawkes is not only responsible for the word guy, but also sort of for the name guy. Sure, forms of it are common in other European countries, but there was almost no record of anyone named Guy in the English-speaking world until Guy Fawkes. After the gunpowder plot, some English people gradually occasionally began naming their sons Guy, and that's probably not because they were crypto-Catholics who thought the gunpowder plot was based, it's just that when a name is big in the media, people are inspired to use it for their kids, even if the reason the name is all over the place is less than savory. This still happens today. The names Freddy and Jason went up in popularity after Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th used those names for serial killers. If you know someone named Guy, tell them they're named after Guy Fawkes. Now, let's switch gears. In the mid-2010s, a new term arose to describe a class of people that had sort of always existed. People who, in the modern age, rely on gig work jobs like DoorDash and Uber, and who may have been traveling laborers in the past. People who, even if they're employed, don't really know where their next paycheck will come from. You may be part of this group now. Unless you have family money, you've probably been in that situation at some point in your life, or will be. In 2011, a British economist, best known as an advocate for universal basic income, coined a term that has stuck ever since, especially in European leftist circles. Precariat. The precarious proletariat. What does any of this have to do with Wikipedia? Well, I haven't revealed the economist's name yet. This man's name was Guy Standing. First name Guy, last name Standing. And the only photo Wikipedia had on file for him showed Guy Standing, sitting. And this drove Wikipedians crazy. I'm your host, Tor Parsons. These are my co-hosts, Jollibee the Durian, Thimble the Doll, and Siegfried the Slug. And welcome to Tor's Cabinet of Curiosities. Humor is rarely permitted on Wikipedia. A handful of the project pages, which are pages for internal Wikipedia affairs that aren't encyclopedia entries, include the warning, "This page contains material that is kept because it is considered humorous. Such material is not meant to be taken seriously." Pages with this heading notably include the Unusual Articles List, an ever-growing compendium of the weirdest subjects described on the English language Wikipedia, kept up by the editors just for fun and a great font of inspiration for new Tor's Cabinet episodes. In the early days of Wikipedia in the 2000s, Wikipedians created an entire parallel parody site of Wikipedia, called Uncyclopedia, the content-free encyclopedia, where they could let off steam and didn't have to be so dry and encyclopedic. Wikipedia has its five pillars. Wikipedia is an encyclopedia, Wikipedia is neutral, Wikipedia is free, Wikipedians should be excellent to each other, and other than these, Wikipedia has no firm rules. Uncyclopedia is guided by the five pliers. Uncyclopedia is an anti-encyclopedia, it is satirical, it is content-free, you should still be excellent to each other, and praise Sophia, a sort of mascot for Uncyclopedia who's half Sophia Loren and half the Gnostic goddess of wisdom, Sophia, and can only be spoken about in haikus. Because being anarchic is sort of the point of Uncyclopedia, it's been blocked in some countries for containing instructions on how to make bombs or off yourself. Uncyclopedia's most famous page is probably this one. Today, the main page happens to include the perennially important fact that you just lost the game. As far as I know, there's only one page on the mainstream official English language Wikipedia where the editors have agreed to include humor in an encyclopedic article. It's the list of cetaceans, as in the whale family, where if they don't have a photo of the species on file, it says, cetacean needed. Please correct me if there's another joke like this somewhere, but I have heard from a highly reliable source, Annie Rowarda from Depths of Wikipedia, if you're watching this, please comment and I'll pin it, that cetacean needed is the only officially tolerated joke on Wikipedia, As best I can tell, Citation Needed was first added on December 19th, 2012 by an unregistered IP address, which made me wonder if the joke was originally added by a troll who didn't expect it to stay on the page for very long, let alone receive Wikipedia's stamp of approval as the one acceptable joke. But this IP address also added lots of other factual information about citations in the same edit, so I think they're a legit editor. On the talk page for the list of citations, there's a brief discussion of the joke, with a few editors sneering that it's funny, yes, but Wikipedia isn't supposed to be funny, and it confuses well-meaning editors into thinking there has been long-term, deep-rooted systemic vandalism. But the majority comes down on the side of keeping it. This joke is both harmless and accurate. A picture of a citation is indeed needed, says the editor Gamaliel. Another random thing I found while looking through the history of the list of citations page, our friend Neelix was here. Not totally surprising given how prolific he was. I'd really love to hear his take on Citation Needed, but it seems he didn't wade into the debate. Guy Standing's Wikipedia page was created on October 5th, 2012 by a user named Stanislaus Jordan, whose user bio reads, policy expert in central banking, sustainable finance, macroeconomics, EU institutions, and mentions he's an advocate for universal basic income. Jordan probably knows Standing personally, not just because they share the same interests, but because he's the one who took this now iconic photo of Standing at the 2012 conference of the Basic Income Earth Network, a network of basic income activists co-founded by Standing himself. Given Jordan's somewhat shaky English, first of all, no, he's probably not a pseudonym for Guy Standing, since I know you were wondering. But also, it's conceivable that Jordan had no idea of the can of worms he was opening. For the next few years, Standing's page followed the trajectory of your typical short Wikipedia article about a person who's highly influential in a niche field. A week after it was created, it was flagged for deletion. Jordan defended Guy Standing's notability in the world of economics, marking the first post on the talk page for Guy Standing, and the page stayed up. A few other users edited it, but only to correct grammar and add it to existing categories, and Stanislaus Jordan remained for a while the only person making substantial edits. And then, on September 25th, 2014, an unidentified user made a subtle change. Now the caption said, Guy Sitting, with sitting capitalized. This was vandalism pure and simple. The guy's name was Standing. It was immediately reverted, as in within the next minute, by a longtime admin, Disco Spinster, but then, 5 minutes later, the same IP address changed it again to Guy Not Standing. Again, vandalism. Nobody would defend this as an acceptable caption. Disco Spinster again reverted it within 5 minutes. Then, a few minutes on, a different IP, but probably still the same person, simply added the word sitting to the existing caption. Subtle. Defensible. Not obviously vandalism. Disco Spinster reverted this one too, but it would prove increasingly difficult to stop the meme. Now the floodgates were wide open. Over the next few months, the caption was repeatedly edited by a bevy of users to simply read, Guy Standing Sitting, now with no indication of what event Standing was sitting at in the photo. One editor came in and, instead of reverting Guy Standing, comma, sitting, to a less funny form, just remove the comma to make it more legible. At one point, the caption gained an additional letter. This was quickly changed back to Guy Standing Sitting, because it is not a factual description of the photo. But Guy Standing Sitting, well, that was what the photo depicted. After 5 months of this, in February 2015, the page was semi-protected, meaning ordinary people couldn't just edit the page willy-nilly. You had to have an established Wikipedia editor account that had edited other pages in order to edit Guy Standing. The protection was supposed to last a week, but it did absolutely nothing. During that week, over 10 different long-standing Wikipedia editors attempted to change the caption back to some variation on Guy Standing Sitting. Then the page was fully protected, meaning only administrators could edit it, the elite topmost editors who'd gone through a grueling selection process. That stopped things for 3 weeks, but no protection is permanent. Soon the sitters, as I'm going to start calling the people who edited the caption, were back up on their bullshit. One editor added the following explanation of their edit. Fear not, I fixed the caption. It is now more informative from an educational standpoint. I am qualified. I can assure you my PhD in sociology and political sciences justifies such a change. The caption now read, Guy Standing on a Chair. It was time to talk. Wikipedians only like one thing, and it's fucking disgusting. On the talk page for Guy Standing, a lively debate got going. Please put some form of edit protection. People keep vandalizing the page with Guy Standing sitting, wailed one editor. It's accurate, though. The photo is of Guy Standing sitting, so it isn't really vandalism, a sitter responded. A third editor was the first to bring up a solution regularly proposed throughout this battle as a diplomatic compromise. Find another photo of Guy Standing where he isn't sitting, so that the caption can just say, Guy Standing, and people can snicker to themselves about how he sure is. But every photo on Wikipedia has to be public domain or freely licensed, and finding another usable photo of this relatively obscure economist was surprisingly hard. Some pointed out that, contrary to popular belief among the public and rank-and-file Wikipedians alike, Wikipedia doesn't have a rule against humor. Remember what the fifth pillar of Wikipedia is? Wikipedia has no rules. Wikipedia largely operates on the principle that the world is too complicated for hard and fast rules, perhaps best expressed by the eccentric butch lesbian nuclear scientist turned 1970s governor of Washington State, Dixie Lee Ray. My opponents will say my views are inconsistent, and they're right. Because the world is inconsistent. If the editors decided they can have citation needed, why can't they have Guy Standing sitting, too? In the citation needed conversation, consensus quickly came down on the side of the joke being permissible because it says exactly what it means. They needed a photo of a citation there. It's factually accurate. So what if it's also funny? Guy Standing is sitting in this photo. Some of the sitters seized on this line of thought. It's more factual than the current revision because the man is in fact sitting. You have to go out of your way to try and hide the fact that he's sitting so that the joke can't stand. To which another editor shot back, no, we don't caption the lead image on Stephen Hawking, Hawking sitting in the 1980s, because that would be stupid. But that editor chose a bad example. Of course you don't, because Stephen Hawking was pretty much always sitting. Guy Standing, on the other hand. One of the sitters backed up their position with a link to an American Psychological Association study about how humor helps people learn and retain information. Arguably, the mission of Wikipedia is improved by a factual play on words that does not detract at all from the topic, they said, and they have a very good point. This online argument was becoming the number one thing Guy Standing was known for, to the point that the talk page started a meta debate about whether the page should mention his Wikipedia kerfuffle. Standing's ideas about the 21st century economy are worth listening to, and would you have heard of him if it weren't for this controversy? I wouldn't. I'd heard the word precariat before, but couldn't really define it until I began looking into this wiki quagmire. I wouldn't be tempted to look back into studies about universal basic income, which is something I got really into around 2020 but haven't thought of in a while. Hell, Guy Standing's wiki page says that he, quote, calls on politicians to make ambitious social reforms toward ensuring financial security as a right. If politicians don't take the relevant decisions, he predicts a wave of violence, anger, and the rise of far-right parties. He predicted this in 2011. Guy Standing deserves to be better known. If people learn about him because of a pun on his Wikipedia page, that's still better than only basic income enthusiasts and European economists knowing about him. While the debate drew in trusted editors on both sides, the anti-sitters kept reverting every attempt at specifying Guy Standing's posture. Throughout 2015 and 2016, someone new added Guy Standing sitting every 2 or 3 days on average. The page attracted a volume of edits befitting a much better known person, but almost no edits were done to the summary of Standing's career and ideas. That was, and is, still mostly the same text written by Stanislaus Jordan. I'd estimate a good 90% of the edits in the page's history were either to add Guy Standing sitting or remove it. Some of the comments from sitters suggest they weren't even aware that this was already one of Wikipedia's greatest debates and thought they were the first people to come up with this brilliant pun. One editor by the name of Wider took it on themselves to be the guardian of the page, deleting Guy Standing sitting nearly every day. Wider battled with other legacy editors, one of whom, Zach Will, kept up the fight for weeks, arguing that it's completely harmless and in no way disrupts the article. In fact, it actually provides valid information. Revert! Discuss on talk page if you're into improper humor. 2 minutes later, Zach Will put sitting back in its rightful place, saying, but the humor is not improper. It isn't disruptive or inaccurate. Revert! Revert the meme. Zach Will, not a meme, an accurate description of a person at a Congress. Wider then found another photo of Standing, this time not obviously sitting. It didn't stop things or even slow them down. At one point, the caption read, "Standing wishing to be sitting." In September 2016, after the page was temporarily protected for an nth time, the editor Sam Saylor proposed a lasting solution, despite Saylor's contention that the humorous oxymoronic caption, "Guy standing sitting, while innocuous, is in my opinion not befitting. I can't not respect him because he's got a Leonard Cohen quote and a photo of the City of Arts in Valencia on his user page." Saylor's solution was to just crop the original photo of Guy standing so that you couldn't tell if he was standing or sitting. This lasted 5 hours. At one point, a user added several paragraphs of factual information about Guy standing, links to articles he'd written, details about professorships he'd held, and then concluded their lengthy series of edits by adding back the original photo with the caption, "You know and love." Some asked if the question should be brought to ARBCOM. If you've seen the Neelix video, you'll know what ARBCOM is, the Arbitration Committee, 12 Wikipedians who act as something of a Supreme Court for the worst Wikipedia disputes. This wasn't ARBCOM level yet, but something had to be done. The obvious solution would be to give in and accept that Guy Standing is sitting, but the anti-sitters didn't want to give an inch. A formal discussion was opened. Godwin's Law was quickly invoked by a user who seemed to have created an account just to argue for the sitter's side. There were suggestions of putting it to a vote. Two separate questions were being debated by this point: whether the caption is appropriate, and, if it's not, whether it's okay to put the page under long-term full protection, a relatively rare level of control over who can edit a page. The latter was voted down, but some of the editors who opposed full protection for the page still didn't think the caption was acceptable. In 2021, the page's regular editors decided that the photo should be presented entirely without a caption, which is itself not common and against typical Wikipedia guidelines. Now the sitters were really mad. Their ops had become so obsessed with stopping the joke, they'd surrendered the main argument they had backing them up, which is that Wikipedia should stick to consistent guidelines. No caption at all was every bit as norm-breaking as a joke in the caption. In April 2021, The Signpost, Wikipedia's newsletter, featured an op-ed defending the occasional joke on the site, specifically citing Guy Standing, as well as a handful of similar controversies, the zealous insistence that Will Smith's page cannot include the exact words, "in West Philadelphia born and raised," even though that's where he was born and raised. The op-ed's author, a prolific editor named Ganesha811, eloquently complained that we are not, collectively speaking, any fun at all, citing the acclaimed novelist and Encyclopedia Britannica contributor Jeffrey Wolfe as saying, "While accuracy binds the trust between reader and contributor, eccentricity and elegance and surprise are the singular qualities that make learning an inviting transaction." And not too long ago, Wikipedians would have largely agreed that a bit of eccentricity and elegance and surprise are necessary, that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, that in the immortal words of Willy Wonka, a little nonsense now and then is cherished by the wisest man. Although Wikipedia has never strayed from its goal of being neutral and accurate, editors used to be much more tolerant of humor. The first time the Did You Know section went live on the Wikipedia main page in 2004, it included the factoid, "Did you know that a pencil sharpener is a device for sharpening a pencil's point by shaving the end of the pencil? Well, all right, you probably did." Today, putting something like that on the main page would probably get you banned, except on April 1st. My Wikipedian friend Sawyer, who co-wrote the Wisconsin Catholic Cult episode and has fact-checked all my Wikipedia episodes, including this one, estimates that the vibe shift began around 2010, when Wikipedians started to obsess over the idea that this was a serious encyclopedia. But can't it be both? Must Wikipedians be Vulcans? And yet, everyone arguing that maybe it's okay to crack a smile from time to time has been fighting a losing battle. It's been a while since it was useful to remind people that the internet isn't real life. Today, in 2026, the internet very much is real life. The internet is realer than real life, and so the internet's encyclopedia must be as dry and boring as the Encyclopedia Britannica, or so we think. Today, on Guy Standing's page, the joke has died down. The sitters have lost. The original photo of him sitting has been restored, which was explicitly presented by the page's editors as a consolation prize to the sitters. You could look at the photo, see he's sitting, and imagine the joke, they said. While the original caption is back too, over the entire year of 2025, there was only one attempt at editing the caption to include the word sitting. It was reverted after 3 hours. One question remains. What does Guy Standing think of all this? The podcast Reply All, in a 2022 episode that featured friend of the channel Annie Rowarda, finally managed to contact him and get his input. He must be aware of this, right? It's unquestionably the main thing he's known for by now. Well, for how timely his theories about economics are, Guy Standing is nonetheless currently 78 years old, with digital habits to match. When Reply All contacted Standing, he said he'd never looked at his own page. Someone had told him about the joke once, but he had no idea it was such a big deal. Standing didn't even really seem to know what Wikipedia is, saying that Wikipedia superficializes connectivity and trivializes our use of time, like all social media, implying that he thinks Wikipedia is social media. And he wasn't too keen on the joke. Schoolboy level, he called it. I've had to put up with that all the whole of my life, Standing sighed. There was one joke he offered about his name that he did like, and it was quite a bit more eyebrow-raising. When he makes love to a young woman, he says, that's a misunderstanding. Get it? Miss-under-standing? Standing's Wikipedia page received a visit around this time from the Mrs. Understanding as well. A new user joined in 2023 claiming to be Guy Standing's wife, asking to change the photo, saying she'd always hated the photo and the joke had, quote, surely run its course, suggesting she knew about the page for a while, even if Guy himself didn't. She offered an alternate public domain photo of him, but it never got put up, making edits, even innocuous ones, at the request of the subject of the article or someone close to them is frowned upon for good reason. Whether or not Guy Standing himself likes the joke should be immaterial to whether it's acceptable or not. But Guy Standing is a good guy, outstanding in his field, and I'd rather be nice to him than not. We can still advocate for a little bit of fun and whimsy on the free encyclopedia without pissing off this stentorian elder statesman of economics. Allow me to present to you my favorite thing I've discovered in researching this episode. There's another Guy Standing, and this one was a big enough deal that he was knighted. Sir Guy Standing was a stage actor in Victorian Britain who then managed the relatively rare step of successfully adapting to the new world of cinema, appearing in a bunch of classic Hollywood movies in the 1930s, usually in the role of a stern authority figure. Almost every one of his roles on IMDb has a title like Colonel, Admiral, Professor, Doctor, Commander, Governor, Captain, yeah. This guy got typecast. He died in 1937 of a heart attack amid rumors that it may have been caused by a black widow spider or a rattlesnake. That's interesting. The Economist Guy Standing was born in 1948, at which point the actor would probably still have been a household name. I don't know this for sure, but Universal Basic Income Guy Standing may have been consciously named after Sir Guy Standing. Sir Guy Standing was part of a family of actors. He had brothers named Jack, Percy, and Wyndham Standing, who were all equally as successful as he was on either British or American stages or screens in the early 20th century. He has a grandson, John Standing, who's still keeping up the family business at age 91, appearing in movies from the 60s all the way up to the present day. The one role you might know John Standing from is the scummy priest in V for Vendetta, the movie that popularized the Guy Fawkes mask as a protest symbol, bringing this episode full circle. John Standing was also in an episode of Game of Thrones, as a corpse. Now, I don't know what the still-acting Standing family thinks of their family patriarch. I can hope that they have a sense of humor about it, that if anyone chuckles at John Standing's last name, he'll smirk and respond, well, guess what my grandpa was named? I assume so. So, in light of that, I've made an executive decision. I do not condone Wikipedia vandalism. This is a pro-Wikipedia channel. But, as we've established, and I hope you agree, A factual caption is not vandalism, and if you can accurately describe a photo and also be funny, let that be a bonus that helps the information stick better in viewers' minds. It took some searching, but Sawyer and I found a photo of the actor Sir Guy Standing that I'm pretty sure is public domain that I've now added to his Wikipedia page in addition to his existing photo rather than replacing it because that's a good photo, and I've added the clear, concise, helpful caption, Sir Guy Standing, sitting.